Here are some clips from this week's deep dive episode of the Bestseller Experiment for Patreon subscribers.
Hello and welcome to the Bestseller Experiment, a special deep dive episode that we record for you, our wonderful Patreon supporters. This is part three of an epic trilogy I've been recording with Craig Anderson, our listener and author. He is a British-Canadian author who's written across all kinds of genres. His latest book, Level Up, broke the top 200 on Amazon.com in its launch week and recently reached that magical 10,000 sales milestone. In part one, we looked at Amazon advertising. At part two, we looked at Facebook ads. And in part three, we're going to be talking about self-publishing paperbacks.
Sometimes when people think paperback, they think, oh, I'm going to end up with a garage full of these. with 500 books sitting in a box, and I'm going to be desperately trying to flog to the milkman whenever he comes by. that's not the way it is anymore. Because it's all print on demand, you really don't have to do a whole lot. It just sits there, and Amazon prints them when people order them. In paperback, the typos are forever. especially in some of my earlier work, which was admittedly self-edited, holding that paperback in my hands really made the whole thing far more real to me.
The one annoying niggle is they use slightly different quality paper, and so the spine is a different width. So I drove my cover designer, Andy, hello Andy, absolutely nuts trying to get the spine width thing right.
I've definitely had more success with the paperback of Level Up than I expected, primarily because I think the audience is slightly younger than some of my other books. So it does seem to, I'm seeing more sales on the paper. I think I had a month last month or the month before where the paperback sales almost equaled my ebook sales.
Really?
Which was a genuine surprise. The ability to hold your book in your hands, I think that's, something that every writer should experience.
You can help support the podcast. Subscribe today at bestsellerexperiment.com/support. That's bestsellerexperiment.com/support. Thanks again.